So I'd like to invite us all to turn our attention to practice and to practice acknowledging the Jewish form of praying three times a day, that this is a time for our evening prayers, a time for connecting to the divine presence as it's manifesting right now in this very moment. Imagining that our prayers could take us into that place of paying attention to the divine presence that's in the present. And picking up on what Sheila was teaching us, especially where she came in for the landing, is to really listen. To really, really deeply listen. To listen to what's in our hearts. To listen to what we're feeling in this particular moment of having come back as a group. To listen how the divine presence is manifesting in whatever way. So we'll sit quietly and really listen. Open up our hearts and listen. Heading towards reciting Shema Yisrael. Remembering Sheila's words about this, pay attention, Jews. There's only one project, so that's what we're heading towards. We'll say Shema Yisrael in about 10 minutes. So listen to how the divine presence is manifesting in that one project. Really pay attention, and we'll recite the Shema. Sit quietly for a few more minutes. And have a chance to finish the evening with Mourner's Kaddish. And dedicating this whole week's practice to improving life on this planet. Reminding ourselves to pay attention to the one project, the chant. Shema. We spend about another 5 minutes in silence, perhaps in the place of the traditional standing prayer, speaking to God directly. We might be reminded, as Sheila taught us through Reb Zalman, we might be reminded to ask the question, or to say, "Good evening, God. How would you like to manifest through this form this week?" So I'd like to invite anybody whose custom it is to stand up for the Mourner's Kaddish. And in support of us being a prayer community, a support community, I'd like us to be able to hear the names, any special names that anybody would like to call out, whose memory you're holding in your heart tonight and for whom you're reciting Mourner's Kaddish. So if you need the words, you can come get a copy up here. Anybody who'd like to stand could do so. Maybe we'll just sort of go around the room from this side to that side. So if you want to call out a name of anybody that you want us to hear. Yit gadal, yit kadash, me rabba, yi alma divra chirute,
V'yamlich machute chayichon v'yomichon chayei dechal beit Yisrael ba'gala v'izman kariv v'yemru amen. Yehe shmei rabba mevorach v'yalam olmei olmaya v'yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnase v'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shmei dekutsha brichu la'ela min kol birchata v'shirata Tushbechata v'nechemata, damiran bi'almav imru amin. Yehe shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chayim alenu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amin. Vase shalom b'mroma, hu yahase shalom, alenu v'al kol Yisrael v'al kol yoshve teveya v'imru amin.
May this be a week when we all listen very deeply. May it be a week where we especially open ourselves up, Sheila was saying tonight, especially open ourselves up to tears, to whatever tears there are, tears being shed. May we listen to the tears being shed of this planet of Gaia. May we listen to the tears being shed, the plants that are struggling for survival, the tears of any creatures who are suffering because of the actions of human beings. May we listen to the tears of all other living creatures, all other human beings. May through deep listening, may our hearts open up in compassion to them, to their tears, to our own tears. May wisdom arise through this practice. And may the right tools for acting in the world to alleviate this suffering, may those tools present themselves to us. May this really be a week where our dedicated effort and our dedicated listening makes a real difference for life on this planet. Amen.